Good morning, it's Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's standout story rewrites Parkinson's prevention. A major new study identified 176 gut bacterial species that can predict the disease years before symptoms appear, making microbiome health newly urgent. Separately, a cell genomics paper links chronic inflammaging directly to accelerated epigenetic aging, connecting two of geroscience's most important concepts in one dataset. The largest human rapamycin trial ever launched signals that longevity medicine is moving from hypothesis to clinical practice. And a new congressional bill would finally require supplement companies to register their products with the FDA, a rule that's four decades overdue, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, "Your gut microbiome may predict Parkinson's disease years before symptoms appear." According to Neuroscience News, a landmark study has identified 176 gut bacterial species that signal Parkinson's risk years before the first tremor, suggesting the gut microbiome serves as a meaningful early warning system for one of the most feared neurodegenerative diseases. This is the one to read today. Microplastics found at higher concentrations in brain tumor tissue than in healthy human brains. From Nature Health. A new study published in Nature Health detected significantly higher levels of microplastics and nanoplastics in brain tumor samples from living patients compared to healthy brain tissue from cadavers. In supplement news, the largest human rapamycin trial ever launched. Here's what it's designed to answer. From HealthSpan, the largest ever rapamycin trial in healthy older adults is now underway, testing 8 milligrams once weekly as a potential longevity dose. Consumer Lab flags potential kidney injury signal with long-term NMN use. From Consumer Lab, Consumer Lab's updated NA Plus booster review surfaces a notable caution. New laboratory research suggests long-term NMN supplementation might cause kidney injury in older adults. From the research desk. Chronic inflammaging directly accelerates epigenetic aging, cell genomics study confirms. From Cell Genomics. A paper in Cell Genomics maps how age-related systemic inflammation, inflammaging, correlates with accelerated biological aging across four established epigenetic clocks. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.